Within 5 hours of my wife's death, somebody phoned me saying they were from the district nurses. I couldn't believe they'd be so callous as to phone me so quick, but they put me under pressure to come around and collect the drugs. They were there within 5 minutes. They asked for more when I only gave them some of them, but I was so annoyed, I basically told them to go away, or words to that effect.
And what happened then after you asked them to leave?
They looked, she looked frightened.
And when you say she, which one of the defendants was
that? I'm 99% sure it was Lambert.
And how do you feel, firstly, how do you feel now they've been sentenced, and what do you think about the 5-year custodial term they were given? Is it enough?
I wish it was more. I mean, I've got to live with the fact that whenever I think about my wife, I cannot get that situation out of my head.
Yes.
They didn't allow me and my family to grieve properly.
And will you be able to find any more closure now that they've been sentenced? Will that help?
I think the main closure that I will get is that they've been stopped, that other people don't have to go through this. The sentence to me is, I won't say irrelevant, but I wished it was higher.
If you could just give them a message now, because bear in mind this is a public record, what we're saying. Mm-hmm. What would you like them to hear from you if they were to hear our conversation today?
The damage it does to people's mind. The fact that I couldn't, or my family couldn't grieve properly. That I don't know the other victims, how they were targeted, but I believe one of them, they took virtually all their painkilling drugs when they needed them. That's just unforgivable.